Pip, I've a present for you, Felicity says again when we return. She unfurls the fur-trimmed cape. Oh, Pip sighs, cuddling it. It's extraordinary. Darling Fee. She gives Felicity a sweet kiss on the cheek, and Felicity smiles as if she were the happiest girl in the world. Bessie Timmons muscles between them. She holds the cape up, examining it.
Don't seem so special.
Now, Bessie, Pip scolds, snatching it from her hands. That won't do. A lady must say something kind or not speak at all. Bessie leans against a marble column whose many cracks are threaded with weeds.
Guess I'll keep it shut then.
Pippa lifts her hair and allows Felicity to secure the cape's ribbons around her slender neck, and she preens and prances about in it. Anne and the factory girls take over the altar. She tells them about Macbeth. She makes it sound like a ghost story, which I suppose it is.
I ain't never been to no real theatre, May Sutter says when Anne finishes. We shall have our own here, Pippa promises.
She settles into the throne as if born to it. Felicity finds an old drape. Under her touch it becomes a cape, just like the one she's given Pip. It's lovely, but when she settles beside Pip, the illusion shows. It cannot compare to the real one.
Our Anne is to have an audience with Lily Trimble.
Go on, May laughs.
I am, Anne says, in the West End.
Back there, Mercy says, with a mixture of admiration and jealousy. Remember them chips we could get on Wednesdays, Wendy?
Aye, greasy.
Dripping with grease and piping hot.
Mercy's smile fades.
I miss it.
Oi, not me.
Bessie Timmons jumps up from her spot by the fire and pushes to the front.
Nothing but misery. Work from dark to dark, and nothing waiting for you at home, neither, except your mum with too many mouths to feed and not enough to go round.
Mercy keeps her eyes on her boots.
Wasn't all bad. My sister Gracie was right sweet, and I had grand dreams.
Tears come, and she sniffles, wiping her nose. Bessie crouches low and brings her snarl to the girl's face.
A bellyache and stiff fingers from the cold is what you had, Mercy Paxton. Don't go crying for it.
May steps in.
We've got everything here, Mercy, don't you see?
Mercy, come to me, Pippa commands. The girl struggles up from the floor and walks shyly to her. Pippa cups the girl's face in her palm, smiling at her.
Mercy, that's all done now, so let's dry our tears. We're here, and it shall be everything we ever dreamed it could be. You'll see.
The girl rubs her nose on her sleeve, and with that one movement, her youth shows. She's no more than 13. It's terrible to think of her working in that factory from sun up till sundown.
Who wants to go on a merry adventure, then? Pippa asks.
The girls erupt in enthusiastic cries. Even Mercy manages a smile.
What sort of adventure? Anne asks.
Pippa giggles.
You'll have to trust me. Now, close your eyes and follow me. There shall be no peeking.
With Pip at the lead, we're pulled along holding hands, a paper chain of girls. We're out of the castle. I can feel the cool of the borderlands on my skin.
Open, Pip commands.
Before us is an enormous hedge, well over 8 feet tall. At one end I spy an entrance. Anne breaks into a grin.
It's a maze.
Yes, Pip says, clapping. Isn't it splendid? Who's game?
I am,
Bessie Timmons says. She runs around the corner, disappearing into the maze's belly.
And me,
May runs after her.
I love a good hide-and-seek. Find me, Fee.